Hey, bestie, come on in. I've almost got everything ready. Yeah, I know. Our bestie night is supposed to be chill and low key, but they still require some prep work. I mean, someone has to make the snacks and put together our movie itinerary for the evening. OCD? I do not have OCD. Oh, okay, maybe a little, but is it so wrong to plan things down to the smallest detail? I just like to organize, you know that. It isn't like I have to flip the lights on and off 6 times when I enter a room or anything like that. Besides, that's what makes us such good friends, right? I'm a little high strung and all go, go, go. We're just like a chill dude, bruh. Are you sure about that? I'm like 99.9% certain you have used the word bruh before. Oh, now you're the one who's offended? And here I thought you were a chill dude, bruh. Anyway, kick off your shoes and relax your feet. You know the rules. No shoes allowed in Casa de Vacant. Yes, I have decided to call my home Casa de Vacant. No, I don't think that's weird to name it after myself. It's my house, after all. Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyway, I just need to finish plating the snacks and we can start the first movie. And before you say anything, yes, I remember that you got first pick after beating me in Mortal Kombat last week. So, we'll be kicking things off with John Carpenter's The Thing from 1982. Classic. Good choice, my dude. My chill dude, bruh. Did I watch the videos you sent me this week? Yeah. Look, man, I'm glad we're comfortable enough to send each other the porn we've been watching, but you've gotta find better stuff. Also, could you, like, send a warning message next time before you start pounding my inbox? My boyfriend was sitting right there and everything when the link started popping up on my phone. Of course, my boyfriend doesn't know we send each other porn. Guys are too insecure about that stuff. He thinks it's weird and, like, that I'm cheating on him or something. Well, he kinda knows about you. I mean, he knows I keep this night reserved for bestie night with my bestie. I just haven't mentioned that my bestie is a guy. Of course, I'm not ashamed of you. Come on, dude. You know how guys are. I mean, we know there's nothing sexual between us. We've talked about it. You laid out all the feelings you have, or had, and I explained why I just don't feel the same way, and you accepted that. I mean, seriously, it's like your emotional maturity is off the charts, dude. You didn't get angry, or cut me out of your life, or call me names, or beg me for a chance, make it all awkward. I could tell you were hurt, but you took a breath, said okay. We talked some more, and you promised to move on, and we could still be friends. And that's what we did. I think that actually strengthened our friendship, which is why I'm so protective of it. Trust me, my boyfriend is nowhere near as emotionally mature as you. If he knew about us, he'd demand that I stop messaging you, and forget about hanging out. Bestie night would be no more. I just don't even want to deal with that shit, you know? Besides, between you and me, this guy I'm with isn't exactly a long-term prospect. Oh, come on, you know how it is. Some guys are a good fuck, but you'd never want to marry him. I'm sure the same's with girls, too. Although, given some of the skanks you thought you were falling in love with, maybe you don't have a good eye for that kind of thing. Lucky for you, I'm here to tell you why those hoes ain't right for my bestie. I know you haven't had much luck with the ladies, but, you'll find one who you'll make really happy one day, and I'll be right by your side to make sure she's perfect for you. And then there are people who are just amazing as friends, like you and me. Our connection doesn't need to be physical or romantic. You're my best friend, my bestie, and I won't let anybody come between us. See, I knew you'd understand, and that's why you're just such a chill bruh. What's wrong with the porn you sent? Oh, right. I'm sorry, we got sidetracked. Well, I mean, come on, dude. Hypnosis porn? Like, what the fuck was that about? I don't know, dude. It was just lame. I expect you to send, like, anal videos or, you know, more of that nasty audio-only femdom stuff. Now that was hot. But the stuff you sent this week, I just don't get it. Like, I'm what, supposed to sit there staring at the dot at the center of a spinning spiral while a voice tells me how slutty I am? I just stare at the screen, rubbing my pussy while the voice says my only wish is to be a good fuck-dolfer master. I mean, I could barely understand the words over that annoying hum they overlaid on it. Binaural frequencies? I don't know what that is. And to be honest, I don't really care what they're called. They're just annoying. And like the finger snap is your trigger? Like, what? I mean, if the visuals had at least been interesting, maybe I'd have gotten something out of it. But it was just the spiral and the occasional flash of an image, like a big cock or some slut pulling a phase like she's totally brain dead. And a voice telling me, when Master snaps, doll mode activates. And what made it extra weird is that the voice kind of sounded like you. I mean, I know I asked you and you said it wasn't. I believe you, don't worry, I knew you wouldn't lie, but where do you even find this shit? Well, yeah, I followed the instructions, for whatever that's worth, but like, there wasn't even a chance to come at the end, so what was the point? And now what? It kept talking about my master, but last time I checked, I don't have one of those. And even if I did, it's not like I'm gonna hear him snap and fall into a trance. Doll mode active. Vacant is sleeping. This doll is made to be played with. This doll belongs to Master. Will you play with this doll, Master? Messing with you? This doll doesn't understand. This doll exists to serve. May this doll serve, Master? Master doesn't have to ask permission. This doll exists to serve. If Master wants to kiss, this doll will kiss. Are this doll's lips soft enough, Master? Thank you, Master. Yes, Master. This doll will kneel down. Master, you are rubbing my lips with your thumb. This doll is glad you like them so much. Why am I on the floor? Did I black out or something? Hey man, help me up. I feel weird. Doll mode active. Vacant is sleeping. This doll is made to be played with. This doll belongs to Master. Will you play with this doll, Master? Does Master want this doll to serve as his cock? Of course you can face fuck this doll, Master. Whatever you wish. You say you've wanted this for so long, Master. This doll is happy to please you. Do I like how your cock tastes? Of course, Master. This doll loves everything about Master. Vacant loves you in her own way, Master. You're her backup plan. What is this doll talking about? When you were face-fucking me, you said, "Why can't you love me for real, Vacant?" So I checked. This doll sees all of Vacant's feelings, memories, and desires. She does love you, but believes that she can do better, that she can find a man who is more attractive, more successful, just more than you. However, she knows how much you love her, so if she can't find a better man in the next year or two, she's decided she will settle for you, her backup plan. Vacant is scared of being alone, so she keeps you on a short leash. Why, yes, Master. Vacant always looks for flaws in the women you like or start to date because she needs to have you available. If you got serious with someone while she was all alone, her backup plan would be ruined. Master, you look angry. Did something this doll say upset you? I assure you, this doll speaks the truth, Master. What the fuck? Why is your dick in my mouth? Why would you... Doll mode active. Vacant is seething. This doll is made to be played with. This doll belongs to Master. Will you play with this doll, Master? Yes, Master. This doll will strip off her clothes and underwear. Does Master like this doll's breasts? You seem fixated on them. Master wanted to touch them for years. That's nice, Master. This doll is happy you finally have them. This doll sees how aggressively you are groping them. Do whatever pleases you, Master. Why am I not reacting to you twisting and pinching my nipples? This doll feels nothing, Master. This doll is a toy to be played with. But Vacant will feel it, if you want her to, that is. Yes, this doll will explain. When Vacant is in doll mode, all physical sensations, be them pain, pleasure, hot, cold, or anything else, are siloed off from her brain. Once the trance is broken, all siloed sensations are released to the brain unless Master instructs this doll to neutralize all sensations. Think of it like a dam. Entering doll mode creates a dam between Vacant and everything you do to her body. All of the touching, pinching, choking, etc. builds up against the dam like water. Once you break the trance, the dam bursts and the water comes crashing down all over Vacant, all at one time. This doll wasn't there, Master, but if you say Vacant was choking violently when you broke the trance earlier, then yes, that is probably the reason. From her perspective, it would have felt as if your cock slammed down her throat dozens of times in the span of a single moment. This doll can only imagine Vacant's terror and confusion at the experience. It looks like you're twisting and pinching my nipples even harder, Master. That will be very painful for Vacant the next time she wakes up. Yes, Master. This doll will spread her legs. Oh, you need this doll in the crotch. I think you may have hit the pubic bone. That will be very painful for Vacant. It may even bruise. Another knee. Yes, you're right, Master. This will teach Vacant for manipulating you and giving her pussy to other men. Vacant should be with Master.
Oh, ow. Oh, fuck. What the fuck is happening? I'm a manipulative cunt? What? Oh my god, why am I naked? Please, whatever this is, just stop so we can talk. I'm not manipulating you. Please, just talk.
Doll mode active. Vacant is weeping. This doll is made to be played with. This doll belongs to Master. Will you play with this doll, Master? Yes, Master. This doll will lay on the couch. Yes, Master. This doll will spread her legs so you can get on top of her. Master, it looks like you're having trouble pushing inside of this doll's pussy. Is it too dry, Master? Oh, you spit on this doll's pussy. Looks like you got it further in that time, Master. Master, is something wrong? Blood? Oh, I see that now. It looks like you hurt Vacant's vagina when you forced her way inside. Maybe Vacant isn't used to men your size, Master. She is also rather dry. Would you like this doll to make Vacant's pussy wet for Master? Of course this doll can do that, Master. This doll wouldn't be very fun if it couldn't help you play with it. As we speak, this doll is sending blood flow and signals of arousal to Vacant's pussy. She'll be dripping wet for you momentarily, but it should be wet enough for you now to enter without trouble. There you go, Master. Much easier that time. Does Vacant's pussy feel good? Fuck yes, you say? This doll is happy to hear your enthusiasm, Master. Pound this doll's pussy as hard as you like, Master. This doll will never complain. Not like Vacant. This doll feels nothing, but it can tell you're going deep, Master. And so fast and rough. This doll has been searching Vacant's memories, and it doesn't believe she's ever been fucked like this. Well, Master, based on our scans of Vacant's sexual history, she seems frightened of rough sex. Many of her memories involve asking her partners to slow down or let her be on top to control the pace. Her pussy is very sensitive, Master, and she gets sore easily. How many men has Vacant been with? Four, Master. Well, five now, including you. Were any of them as big as you, Master? It's a bit hard to judge based on her memories. One or two may have had longer cocks, but yours appears to be the thickest she's had, Master. You are certainly stretching her out. Oh yes, Master. Vacant will definitely feel this when you break her trance. She will feel every thrust all at once. It will be a mix of pain, pleasure, desire, and I imagine terror all at once. This doll wishes she could see the reaction, but this doll sleeps when Vacant is awake. But knowing that Master will see it is enough for this doll to be satisfied.
Just get the fuck out of my house. I won't tell. I promise I won't tell anyone.
Doll mode active. Vacant is leaking. This doll is made to be played with. This doll belongs to Master. Will you play with this doll, Master? Yes, Master. This doll will get dressed with you. Yes, Master. Because this doll has access to Vacant's memories, this doll can erase them at will. At least the recent ones. If you'd like, this doll can make Vacant forget everything that happened since the moment you first activated this doll. Vacant's head will feel a bit foggy, Master, and any physical sensations will still be present, but she will have no memory of what Master did to her body. Should I erase her memories, Master? Memories wiped, Master. Is there anything else this doll can do to serve you? Fall into a trance or something. I mean, that hypnosis porn is just silly, dude. Yeah, I'm okay. Or I was. I mean, I don't know. I just feel kind of yucky all of a sudden. You know, we might need to cancel tonight. I've got this weird tickle in my throat, like I might be getting sick or something, and my eyes feel itchy and watery, like I've been crying, and definitely a sign of sinuses or something like that. Oh, shit, did I start my period, too? That's not supposed to be for another week. Sorry, I need to do a finger check. Turn around. Yes, turn around, thank you. Oh, shit. That's blood. Fuck. I'm so sorry, dude. You know I hate canceling Bestie Night, but I'm a mess right now. I need to hop in the shower. Another time? Tomorrow night? Yeah, maybe. If it turns out I'm not getting sick, that is. I don't want you catching it if I am. I'll text you. Cool. Alright, I'm gonna go take a shower. Lock up on the way out, okay? Love you, Bestie. See you later.